Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tina Goodrich on the phone. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing well. And Mason Dixon and Amanda Jones are still here. Laura had to take off. She said she didn't want to talk to her bestie anymore. So
hey, it's not what she said.
That's not what she said.
She's busy.
She's busy.
She's going to listen to Mr. Fabe, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was a couple days ago.
That was on Thursday.
Your days all ran into each other.
Yeah, I don't think they're playing at 8:30 this morning.
I don't get down there much, but I know there's a lot of music. Different musicians on Thursday down there.
There is, for sure. So,
how about you, Rob? Do you ever go down there?
I try not to.
You, hey, Miss Tina, you should maybe have some musicians come and entertain in the laundromat.
Oh, gosh. I don't know where I would put them at, Mason.
I do. Yeah, you call it the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Yeah, you could have a nice little party out there in the parking lot.
In the summer,
well,
people put their wash
the laundry,
in.
The laundry business is busy. I don't think we would even have time to entertain a band outside.
No, wieners and soda will really bring them in, I tell you.
I'm telling you, you guys, this laundry business is so busy. Since we've taken it over, which was June 1st, we're now in our second month, and we broke records last month.
Congratulations.
For 30 days. Yeah, we broke a record from the previous year for this month of June. So we're heading right into one of the most busiest months in South Haven and in the laundry business is July. Everybody's in town. Everybody is finding out about Goodies Wash and Go, doing the wash, fold, and dry for $2.25 a pound. You'd be surprised how many people would love to have their laundry done. And those who haven't tried it, we've gotten a lot of new comers coming in and asking about trying to do this for the first time. And they love the experience. We've been getting repeated customers that just love having their laundry washed for them. Who knew, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's everybody.
You know, you
that's
should,
why
well,
men get married.
Well, they say that it's going to, this trend of getting your laundry done is kind of like mowing your grass. Back in the day, nobody mows their grass anymore. It's all handed out to
mine.
Workers to do lawn business, which in South Haven is huge. Lawn business care, we know, is pretty busy.
Those are the hoity-toities can afford that.
Yeah.
People on North Shore.
They pay $100 a week, and they've got probably about 1,000 square foot of lawn. It takes 5 minutes to do.
Right.
Crazy.
And they would rather have somebody come in and do it. I mean, here, even at the laundromat, we hire out for somebody to come in and maintain the grass here, the bushes, and then it's not part of our daily, weekly chore. But I'm telling you, the laundry business, who knew how busy it was? I mean, we know that's an essential business. But with us jumping into this new business of laundry, we just didn't realize how demanding and how busy it is.
Yeah. And wash
now,
it. I just thought you'd throw it away when it's dirty.
That's what thrift stores are for. Go buy a new one. Cheaper than doing
and
getting your laundry done.
We actually got a couple new campground that came in and wanted all of their camp bedding and everything washed. And that's big business. We've got some pretty big camps and resorts in South Haven, and in order for them to flip it and get it ready for their new campers coming in, they just don't have the facility to do that. And even in this 30-mile radius of South Haven, Goodies Wash and Go, which is the former Village Coin Laundry, is the largest laundromat. Probably the nearest one would be Grand Rapids.
Wow.
There's not any bigger in Holland?
No.
Wow.
We went, Mark and I took off one day, and we went from South Haven all the way almost to Traverse City, looking at different laundromats and seeing
how
they
were running.
That sounds
like a fun day. Yeah, sounds like a fun day trip.
Some people go bar hopping. They went laundromat hopping.
And it was amazing to see, you know, the different laundromats compared to ours. And not a lot of them were, they were very small. Most of them run about 1,500 to 2,000 at the most square footage. This laundromat is a total of 6,800. square foot. We actually have two laundromats. We have one in the front as you come in and you see the wash or the self-service area, which mm-hmm. is pretty big. Well, on the back side where we do the wash, dry, and fold is another laundromat.
And most people don't get to see that. Okay.
Yeah, so in the back, we've got laundry going all the time for the wash, dry, and fold. It doesn't disturb our self-service area. So you don't see a lot of our tenants out here doing the laundry anymore. They do it in the back. We do it up here in the front if it's in the later hours, such as, you know, anytime after 7 o'clock, it slows down, and then we can push some of the things out here on the floor.
So the people that are in the know, do they, if the dryers are all filled up or whatever, do they like say, hey, Tina, could you throw some of my laundry in the back?
Well, they did before. Since we've taken it over, they have noticed some changes here. One of the big changes, of course, is we just did a great paint job out front.
I saw that.
But we kind of like eliminated some of the things in the laundromat, you know, just to make it more open and so that you can see across the laundromat. Nothing's blocking your view because this is a pretty big laundromat. There's, gosh, probably over 100 pieces of equipment in here between washers and dryers. I think he's got like 65 washers. And then the dryers, he's got to have at least 50, if not 60 dryers.
Yeah, he should have one for each washer, right?
It's like the parking
spot. You want
spots,
one at least to accommodate each washing machine. But I'd say there's probably more dryers than there are washing machines.
So has anything broken that Goody's had a fix so far?
Yeah, Goody's already on top of it. There's been some issues where, like, before you would have to call the tech guy and put an added order sign on it. Well, Goody goes right over there and, you know, gets in the machine and fixes. He's fixed drains, which is a big issue in commercial laundromats. Your credit card or maybe a pot holder or something plastic, like maybe your key card, will get stuck in the drains. Yeah. And it acts like a flapper.
Okay.
So with that in mind, Goody gets in there and he is able to do that, which saves us time and money.
Good thing he's skinny.
Well, no, these are drains are right out in front.
All right. Hey, we have to take a break, Tina. When we come back, we'll have maybe some real estate talk on Let's Talk
there
Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof, or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, and Amanda Jones still here in the studio. She's an artist, you know. And Tina Goodrich is on the phone. Now, I'm going to put Amanda on the spot really quick here. Do you have a, we haven't really talked real estate yet, but do you have a washitarium kind of question? Something with you, anything you want to know about laundromats?
How much laundry, what is the biggest machines you have?
We have a variety of machines, but our largest is the 60-pound. And that's really good for your comforters or your rugs, you know, the bigger bulky items. Mm-hmm. And those run for $10. And then we have them all the way down from 40, 30, and 20-pounders. And in the back where we do our wash, dry, and fold, we have 50-pounders back there, so that we can throw in a nice big load of sheets or a nice big load of towels, and plenty of dryers in the back. But our largest is 60, and we are looking at the 80-pounders.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, buddy. 80, that man, and that'll be.
We could put Mason in one of those.
We'll have to have like a grand opening celebration with used car lot balloons and flags and stuff when you guys get the 80-pounder delivered.
Could we tie you up in bubble wrap and put you in one of those?
Absolutely. That'd be a good video.
That would be fun. All right. Well,
but yeah, 80-pounders we're looking at in the near future for Goodies Wash and Go. We're looking at maybe getting one or two of them. That'll be the new addition that we do for the laundry mat. We may get some 60-pounders. Those seem to be the most popular washing machine in here, but they're all running all the time. And because there's such a variety of clients that come through, they all have preference on the small one or the big ones.
Okay. Well, there are a little more laundromat talk there, but we need to talk some real estate, Tina. What's going on in the real estate world?
Well, for the real estate, you know, with Goodies Wash and Go, since we're on that subject, right next door, as you know, the old auto place accounting, which is at 352 Blue Star, the little white building, which is just north of the laundromats right on this block. That one we are going to be leasing. It hasn't been leased for probably a good 3 or 4 years. The previous owner just used it for himself and for his own private storage stuff. So we too are using it for Goodies home repair office, but that building is up for lease. So for right now, I'm just kind of putting it out there. If you know anybody that's looking for an office, this has 4 offices, maybe 5 offices.
Got could nice Mason Dixon window. Live there?
Yeah.
No, you can't
talk
live
with
there.
The
this
zoning board.
This one's strictly zoned for commercial.
Okay. Did that come with the laundromat?
It did.
It
did come with
the
laundromat.
How do we get back on the laundromat again?
Because you asked her about real estate.
That's part of real estate because that is going to be leased. If somebody's interested in that, you can give me a call and we can fill you in on more details. But I also thought we would talk about private lake access.
Mm-hmm.
About private lakes or private access?
Has there been problems with that?
We kind of ran into a little bit of a issue with private lake access, so I thought I'd talk about that. Some people may not realize, you know, that they have private lake access, or they have lake access, or they have deeded access.
And you put your photographer in harm's way.
Rob Dog, did you get busted?
Just so happened I had my photographer with me. I'm getting ready to list the little place or the mobile home out on Saddle Lake. It has private lake access with it
on July 4th, mind you.
It hadn't been used for years.
I thought Saddle Lake was a public lake.
Well, this area where this mobile home is at is all private, so
is the lake private or the access private?
No, Saddle Lake has public access.
I know,
just
but
strictly in this area is a private waterfront, so you have to have deeded access in your deed, or you have to have it in your survey from the county that shows you have an access to that lake. It comes with the property, kind of grandfathered in, and particularly this one was. Nobody's used it probably for 20 years. So when somebody's not using their lake access, generally the person who's up there on the waterfront ends up, you know, taking care of it and, you know, maintaining it. And pretty soon they believe that it's theirs.
They feel it's theirs, yes.
Did they come out with guns?
No guns.
No, we actually just had to go down and show. I wanted to see where the access was to the waterfront. And we had a little incident with, you know, was it deeded? Was it private? Was it accessible to this homeowner? And it took me a little bit to prove to the waterfront homeowner that it does have an access that goes with this property. It is lake access. It's in the deed. It's written in your survey. It's in the county. So some people may not realize that they have that lake access. And a good way to find out real quick is to call your township. And they'll tell you along with your parcel ID if you do have a private lake access.
So is he going to stop mowing it now that he found out it ain't his?
No, because this really looks, you know, if you looked at it, it looks like it goes along with his property.
You wouldn't even be able to tell. It's a
you
walkway.
Wouldn't even be able to tell. And like I said, for 20 years, this homeowner in the back never used it. Now that homeowner has passed. So this property has turned over a couple times now. I'm getting ready to list it. I needed to know where the lake access was. So I proceeded to go down to the waterfront and had a little bit of a disturbance with the homeowner. to find out and prove to him that this homeowner did have access. So that means a lot to this property. It is a ticket for the new buyer to know that he can go down through that path legally without any disturbance from anybody. He has the right to access that lake.
He's got the right, but he might not be undisturbed.
Well, this guy cannot mess with you.
Yeah, after this, I had to have the authorities come down.
Sheriff. Really?
And look at had to look at the survey and looked at the legal description, and this property did come with lake access. So he was able to tell the waterfront owner that this is an access for this home and for other homes behind him. So after that was all said, the homeowner knew where he stood, we knew where I stood, and now the property does, I can actually say, yes, it comes with lake access.
Wow, that's
and
exciting.
And I can show the buyer, I can walk down to the lake and show him how he can access
it. She got the access. She goes, Rob, will you come back with me?
I knew I was in trouble.
I'm like, all
I said,
right.
You know, because nobody's been down on this lake for 20 years.
No.
And I said, okay, when I went down there, you couldn't even tell it was an access. I'm like, now I know the access is here.
I'm talking about after we talked to him the first time, and then she wanted to go talk to him again. Can you come with me? We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more real estate conversation on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragozzi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones here in the studio, and of course Tina on the phone. Mason, you said you had something to say?
Yeah, talking with our special guest, Amanda Jones, beforehand, I found out that she used to work at one of the places that Tina's selling, and I thought Tina might be able to guess.
Oh, she worked at one of the places that I sold?
That you are selling
currently.
Oh, that I'm selling currently. So maybe the Monroe Manor?
Did you ever work at the Monroe Manor?
No.
What was your next guess?
Back to the 50s?
Back to the 50s.
Yes.
Oh, you're a 50s girl, huh?
Oh, yeah. 50s driving. That was my first job when I was 14, 15.
And did you wear roller skates?
No, that is not a roller skating parking lot.
Was that when it was A&W?
It was right after it switched over.
Okay.
So did you get to work with Ernie?
So I believe it was a Back to the 50s, and then when Ernie got it, it changed or something like that.
It was A&W when Ernie bought it?
It was an A&W, and then it was like a Back to the 50s, but now it's 50s Drive-In.
Yeah, because there was an issue with the name.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Back to the 50s?
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes, and there was an issue, and he had to change it a little bit, tweak it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do remember that, him telling me that.
And then I worked there again during COVID.
What was your favorite food there?
It's still on the market.
Oh, tacos and cheese fries.
Tacos and cheese. I was always the Italian beef.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
There really has never been something that I didn't like there.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to buy it and still make those things for us, please do.
Yes. Back to the 50s is still actively on the market. We almost had it sold. We had somebody very interested, a local guy. I'm hoping maybe after the summer he'll come back and maybe we can work something out because he... I'm sure would do a great job. Mm-hmm.
Does he want to run a
local cat? He's got a couple businesses in town already. He knows what he's doing. He would make a wonderful.
Oh, I have a guess. I've got a guess.
And he wants to run it.
Yes.
He wants to run it as a 50s diner still.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
As some sort of diner. I don't know. He didn't tell me that he would run it as a 50s diner, but it sounded like, you know, the drive-in diner type restaurant. And he had some great ideas. I'm hoping that, you know, again, he'll come back after the end of the season because right now Ernie's, you know, super busy and July is busy for South Haven for all businesses. So I'm hoping that we can get, you know, put something together for him.
Well, it's going
to
happen.
The 50s. Yes. Yeah. So Lake Access, you know, this property is at 52906 Bay Drive. That's the one I've listed. It is listed for $110,000. It's an older mobile home, two bedrooms, one bath, sits on a half an acre. But the best thing about this property is it comes with a lake access.
Yeah. And a friendly
Saddle
neighbor.
Saddle Lake is like our most popular lake in Grand Junction. It's one of the biggest.
It is the biggest in Van Buren County, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful lake. There's definitely public access to Saddle Lake in several different areas. But this area particular...
I think there's only one public access, isn't there? And that's off of like...
There's one over on 51st. There's a couple over off 51st. Which is coming off of County Road 388.
Yeah.
Be on the other side. Like there's a couple over there. There's one off of 100 and our County Road 384 behind North Lake Inn. If you go further down, you can access there.
But those aren't public accesses, are they?
Oh, yeah. Those are
public
accesses.
I thought I only had one.
No, there's several places that you can access Saddle Lake with a speedboat because, you know, it's an all sports lake.
Sure.
A lot of water skiing on there.
Was it popular on the 4th of July?
It's a very popular lake on the 4th of July.
Yes. When we were there for the photo shoot, it was very busy.
Yeah.
Like I said, July is the busiest month here in Southwest Michigan.
That weekend,
so everything is...
there's usually a bunch of boats that I'll tie up together and sit out the middle of the lake all day for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, the lake is so big that you could water ski on it, you can tube on it, you can fish on it, you can pontoon it, and there's thousands of homes on Saddle Lake.
Whatever you do, well, I don't know about a thousand. Whatever you do in the water, you can do it on Saddle Lake. So, all right, hey, Tina, you really only got a couple minutes left here. Is any other properties you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I just listed 1010 St. Joseph Street in South Haven city limits.
That's a cool little house.
Yeah, nothing's come up on the market on St. Joe or on that neighborhood for a couple years. Actually, I think we just had one. Scott Whiteford just sold one on Hazel Street for $345, him and Amanda Sukup. This one here on 1010 St. Joseph, that gives it a comp for this one to be listed for $350,000. It's about 1,100, just under 1,200 square foot, yeah. Two bedroom, one bath, bungalow.
It's not a big house, but it's the kitchen and living room is way open, and then there's another room that's pretty open too. It's got the one half of it is all wide open, and the other half is another big room. So it's a pretty open space.
Yeah, yeah. No, and the lot on it, Rob, is a 50 by 150. Most of our city lots run 50 by 100. So this one in particular in this area, they run by 150.
Yeah, a little
so
deeper.
You've got room to add on to the house, maybe make your master bedroom, maybe make a bigger living area.
Put a she shed.
Room for a garage.
Or a he shed.
Yeah, there is a shed in the back, a nice good size one, but there is no garage here. You have a concrete driveway. It leads back to the back, a good area to build a garage. This one's listed for
$350,000. Yeah.
We also just listed 121 66th Street. We talked a little bit about this one, Mason. It's got 5 acres, farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Casco Township, very desired.
Yeah.
175.
Yeah, it's a fixer-upper, but it's a.
To move.
You could certainly do some cool stuff with it for sure.
Yeah, this one's an older farmhouse. Everybody's looking for one. So I would say drive by this one. It's priced right, 175, and it's ready to go. Yeah. It's got 4 bedrooms, possibly 5.
Tina, how does someone get a hold of you?
So, yeah, if you have any questions on anything we talked about today, 269-759-1076. Feel free to text me. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, List with Tina, and Let's Talk Real Estate.
Awesome. Macy, you need to take us out. Thank you to Amanda Jones, who was our special
guest.
Thanks,
Amanda.
Yes, the artist.
Thanks.
Yes, very good. Come on, Macy, get us out of here.
All right, folks, thanks for listening to the show this morning. And if you want to go back and listen to it or hear some previous shows, go to moondogshow.com for all your video needs. Like Tina, you should do a commercial for the laundromat. Go to moondogpro.net. Ooh. And then trustinbirdband.com to hear Rob Bird and Tom Russ and their band, HODfilm.com for the House of David Life Everlasting. Of course, there's listwithtina.net and ramsalute.com. We want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and of course, our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading. Mm-hmm. That's DCIR.org and Senior Services of Van Buren County. You'll find me at racinmason.com, and you'll find Amanda Jones. And if you go on Instagram at Monster Moo Creations. Yeah. And
thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right. So now we didn't tell you about this, Amanda, but we all going to howl at the moon dog on the count of three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.